The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Your place.
I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I kind of have one of those sort of guests coming up in about 5 minutes. Should be a lot of fun. Luis Elizondo, and he's written a book called Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. He's actually a former head of the Pentagon program responsible for investigating UFOs. So we'll bend his ear for a little bit. It should be pretty interesting. Not so crazy Gene's here. Hello, Gene. How are you? Welcome.
It's a wonderful day.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I bet you are. But I was just wondering, maybe we're not going back in time far enough when we're trying to solve our modern problems. We used to ride horses, and we used to have buggies.
Yeah.
And you know what? You might have to fight with the horse every once in a while to get to do what you want it to do. But in the end, you usually get to succeed in that.
Yeah, but life was also a lot slower and also in some ways harder and more brutish. It just depends on, you know, how you define life. Life quality.
Well, right? Might be the time maybe to find the caveman within all of us.
Could be. Well, you talked about traveling back in time. I wanted to tell you tomorrow, Gene, I have an author who's going to come on after 8 o'clock, and it has to do with Donald Trump and time travel. I kid you not. This one came at me the other day, and I thought, this one is so bizarre. And yet, he calls it the Trump code. You know how you've heard about, like, the Bible code and things like that?
Yeah.
Except they're tying it with former President Trump and hopefully the next President Trump. And it is, it's really going to be an interesting talk, I think. And someone like you, I think, would find that conversation very interesting tomorrow at 8:10. Okay? Make sure
I'll
and be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I haven't had it confirmed yet, but hopefully we'll get him on here. What a way to head off into the long Labor Day weekend for me. Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you. Let me go to hello, Dave. How are you doing over in the Iron Gate? What's up? Huh?
Yeah, I wanted to say that 25 grand or 30 grand they want to give to illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read somewhere a long time ago that if you are here in the United States and you buy real estate, it makes it harder to deport them because they own property here.
You know, I recall hearing something like that once too, but I never really looked much more deeply into it. And
it was Chinese people buying apartments in New York that I was reading.
Yeah.
And because they were investing in businesses, they got passports that allowed them to stay here because of their interest in property and real estate.
I'm wondering if that's only if you have the big money, not just a, three-bedroom, two-bath crap shack in, Portland.
But I don't know if it would or not, but it's something that you need to ask an immigration attorney about. But, I wanted to say is I've been having problems with Facebook, not being able to get in. So they finally let me in through a browser. They wouldn't let me in through the app, so I removed myself from Facebook because it's broken. It's too hard to deal with anymore.
Oh, well, so that's all right. We're still doing Facebook Live for sure, though, all right? Thank you, Dave. Be well. 17 after.
This hour of The Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware, their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
Your morning cup of Sean.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the deep state. That would be, in this case, the FBI. 51 former intel officials that knew absolutely nothing about Hunter Biden's laptop, organized by Wink and Tony Blinken, to go out and lie to all of the American people in the critical weeks before the 2020 election, in what would have likely had a dramatic, profound impact on the outcome of that election. And they interfered in it because they had been pre-bunking what was a story they knew to be authentic and true. What does that say about this country? We don't have liberty. We don't have freedom of speech. We have government censorship. This is the stuff of banana republics, for crying out loud. This is not a free country.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
20 minutes after 7. This is News Talk 106.3 KMED and the Bill Myers Show. And joining me right now, Lou Elizondo has a new book out there. It's called Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. In fact, you were inside that Pentagon program, weren't you, Lou? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Really appreciate the honor and privilege. Yes, sir. I was part of that effort.
How many years? And what was your era? Like the 60s, 70s, or more recent? What do you think?
Well, actually, it's the last decade, so from roughly 2009 to about 2017.
Okay, right. This is pretty much recent here. And so you were put in charge then of investigating the unknown up there. And something I've kind of wondered, I've noticed that there's been a lot of conversation coming out of official government sources being more open about unidentified flying objects. And I'm kind of wondering, why is this? Why is all of a sudden the government starting to almost embrace it? Can you maybe give us an idea on that? Because for the longest time, you were a nutcase even for noticing.
Yeah, great question, Bill. I think, first of all, it's becoming the worst kept secret at this point. For a while there, people thought secrets were like fine wine, where the longer you keep a cork on it, the better it gets. In reality, secrets, national secrets, are more like vegetables in your refrigerator, and they're perishable. They have a shelf life. And at some point, if you keep them in there too long, they begin to rot, they begin to stink, and you got a big mess on your hand. We have these things that are being encountered by our military pilots. We are picking them up on electro-optical devices like gun camera footage, and it's also being corroborated by some of the most sophisticated radar platforms that we have. So I think the government realizes it's time to have the conversation. There was a time where the government believed that the American society could not handle the truth. I personally disagree with that. I think America can handle the truth and deserves the truth. And let's not forget, recently, the last couple of years, you're absolutely right. There's increased transparency. You have a former director of national intelligence, a former director of the CIA, and even a former president of the United States all coming out on the record and saying, yeah, it looks like there's something to this UFO stuff.
Yeah, now they're not called UFOs. They're unidentified anomalous phenomena. Was there a reason they changed the name? Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There's several reasons. First and foremost, it's not accurate. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, we'd see these things in the sky and we'd assume that they're flying. But flying is really a result of understanding four fundamental forces: thrust, lift, drag, and weight. And if you understand that, you create wings and you create a lifting body and you fly. But these things don't have wings. They don't have any obvious signs of propulsion, no control surfaces, no rudder, no ailerons, not even a cockpit. Hmm. So to say that they're flying is not very accurate. And plus, we see these things all over the place. We see them underwater. We see them flying in our atmosphere, or if you will, you know, in our atmosphere, and sometimes even in high altitude or even potentially low Earth orbit.
To say
that they're flying is maybe not accurate. And then last, you had the stigma issue, right? Stigma and taboo. When you say UFO, people think tinfoil hats and Elvis on the mothership, but really we're talking about a national security issue, something very serious.
Speaking of which, have you, in the process of your investigations, and by the way, the name of the book is imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs, is there any evidence that a lot of what we think of as UAPs are government black box projects, or is that not necessarily the case?
No, in some cases it absolutely is. It absolutely is. I can't talk about what equities we might or might not have as a nation. I still have my security clearance. But with that said, we're pretty confident the ones that we were focusing on were not. The reason is because the office had access to what we call Blue Force technologies. We knew what Blue Forces we had. We also know you don't test a Blue Force technology over, you know, a major metropolitan area. We have test facilities for that, because we don't want the enemy to see it. We don't want the enemy to know what we have. So usually we have a pretty good understanding of what is ours and what is not. Our focus was what was not our technology. And by the way, the government's already come out and said, for the record, we're not talking about our technology. We're talking about someone or something else. Technology.
Yeah, something else, especially movement. I'm thinking about that famous, the Tic Tac UFO, the UAP, which was obviously being viewed by military. Did they ever explain that? You know, the one that was most, I think Tucker Carlson had that one back on Fox in the day.
No, there's many more that are even more compelling than that. That's just one that became unclassified and was released and people know about it. But there's a plethora of other incidents that have been occurring on a regular and continuing basis that are as equally, if not even some cases, more compelling. Why the Tic Tac is so important is because you had, you know, three sensor units, if you will. You had four humans that actually eyewitnessed it, and then you had backed up by gun camera footage, which was then backed up by radar data, the E-2 Hawkeye, the Spy-1 radar on the USS Princeton. So that's why it's kind of considered the gold standard in the unclassified realm. But there's a lot more out there that we have that just has not been made public yet.
In your investigations, how much of the of these UAPs appear to be piloted via intelligence, or maybe more like drone, in which there's pre-programming? I don't know if there's any way to tell.
Well, I mean, they are definitely reacting to us, and they're definitely interested in our nuclear capabilities, and they are we are encountering them over controlled U.S. airspace and over sensitive military installations. So there is some sort of intelligence controlling them. Now, whether it's remote or inside. In some cases, we had information to substantiate that there were potentially occupants. And in other cases, we didn't have that data or that evidence. So it's a great point. And they could be, and barely the answer could be both.
I've often wondered, this is one of the craziest theories that I've heard, but it's rather thought-provoking. Has there ever been any thought that maybe what we see as a vehicle may be actually an intelligence, kind of like an energy being of some sort? Is that kind of nutty? And is that getting explored too as part of this?
It certainly, when it comes to the orbs, these things could be some sort of intelligently designed. They're described as balls of plasma or what looks like ball lightning. But in some cases, they seem to be reconnaissance capable, meaning that they're interested in collecting data. And they seem to be intelligently controlled and maneuvering. So is it possible these things have some sort of interface? You know, I don't want to be goofy here, but with human consciousness, well, you know, we're doing it now, right? DARPA has experiments where we put a helmet on and we can do things with simply thought. There's recently a video just came out a couple weeks ago where there's a quadriplegic who is playing Call of Duty, a combat game, simply by using his mind. And we're doing that now. So is it possible in the future we might do that with, you know, reconnaissance vehicles and combat aircraft? Well, I don't think we're that far behind already, to be honest with you.
All right. I only have a few seconds left with you, Lou, before you take off. Do you believe that the current batch of being more transparent is just part of like stepping us towards even more transparency that would be really knocking our people's socks off in the next few years. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they call that controlled disclosure or sensitization. You know, it would not at all surprise me. You know, that's been, you know, preferred over the notion of what they call catastrophic disclosure or ontological shock, trying to avoid that. In the past, the government was worried about that, having this discussion. But, you know, I personally believe that Americans can handle the truth, and I think they deserve the truth.
Yeah, hopefully they're not going to land on the White House lawn. But I'll get back to you on that one, Lou, if that happens, okay? You be well. And thanks so much. Lou Elizondo.
My honor, privilege. Thank you, Bill.
Take care. Lou Elizondo, ex-head of the Pentagon's UFO program, and his very thought-provoking book, Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Changing weather norms means changes to water quality. Be sure your drinking water is safe. The highs and lows of water levels, increasing cases of contamination, and land use changes can all impact your water quality. The only way to know if your water is safe is to have it tested. Call on Grants Pass Water Lab for fast service, help understanding your results, and affordable pricing. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Bicoastal Media's 2024 Best of Southern Oregon Magazine presented by Dusty's Transmissions is here. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com to view the new magazine online and pick up a copy at Food for Less, Sherm's Thunderbird Market, Dairy Queen on Biddle Road, and Albertsons on West Main. Congratulations to all the winners representing Southern Oregon's best suppliers of goods and services. If you'd like to be a pickup location for the 2024 Best of Southern Oregon magazine, please email rvcontact@bicoastal.media.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
I appreciate you being here, too. 7:31. You know, I was just talking with Lou Elizondo, who wrote that book, used to be in the Pentagon, investigating the UFOs, UAPs, what they call them now. And I didn't have time to broach this, but, and this is the suspicious side. Not that I'm ever suspicious of government activity, but when I see government more open about acknowledging what's going on, there's a part of me that wonders, and I don't know if you have an opinion on this or not, but when all of a sudden they start putting out stuff that, frankly, the X-Files types knew for a long, long time and been talking about, you know, for quite some time, I wonder, could it be that they know that they, you know, being government, deep state, whatever you want to call it, the administrative state, the type that doesn't care who gets elected because, you know, they stay in their jobs one form or another. Could it be that they recognize that there is a total lack of trust? There's been a collapse of trust in institutions. Government, institutions, we don't trust it. COVID, censorship, I mean, all the rest of it. And there's been a part of me is if, all right, we got to find some way to get the sheep united in common purpose one more time. And, you know, we're not going to be able to get them to unite around a monkeypox vaccine or COVID or, you know, censorship. We're not going to be able to do anything about that right now. Now we got Zuckerberg out there falling on his sword. Oh, I'm really, really sorry. I censored you. But of course, you know, they'd do it again if they had to in a heartbeat. You know that. I mean, you know that. We all know this at this point. But then they have to play the Trump card, not Donald Trump card, but in this particular case, the Trump card. And we're going to be open about what we know more about the UFOs. And then, and this is, and like I said, this is kind of conspiracy theory Thursday thinking, but I'm thinking, all right, what better way to finally get people lining up behind the institutions again than oh my gosh, we have interstellar visitors and we don't really know what's going on. Something to be fearful about, and you better, you know, get behind us. You know, we need the money, we need the research, and okay, yeah, we're not going to bother trying to go to war with Iran at this point. You know, now the bankers need to go to war with the other them, the interstellar thems. Is that weird? Is that too weird? Is this just maybe just another government psychological operation in this particular case? The openness is a government psychological op? Maybe we talk about that sometime, but I've always wondered. I have always wondered, okay? 770-5633. Commissioner Colleen Roberts, whose feet on the ground, unlike my head in the clouds at the moment with that last comment, but we'll be talking with her about some more comment needed on some issues. It's not just the wildfire map. We'll talk about that here in the next few minutes, okay? That afternoon. We're a big fan, of course, of, you know, bestofsouthernoregon.com. You heard about all these wonderful, amazing local businesses that have been award-winning now. And many of them are involved in OregonEDeals.com. OregonEDeals.com, where you get a chance to save tons of money. Your $100, let's say as an example, you need some meat. You go to Cartwright's. Cartwright's, great meat, right? $100 for $85. That's essentially, you can buy a $100 bill at Cartwright's for $85. That's the way it works. Beauty Mark Glitter Bar and Salon. You can buy a $50 bill on OregonEDeals.com for $25. Now, it's a certificate, $25 you pay, but it spends like $50. Good stuff. And you just heard Logan talking great things about American Rentier Garage. You give us $40, and then American Rentier Garage gives you $75 worth of services. It's good stuff. That's the way it works. Artisan Bakery Cafe, another one. $15, you give us $15, and you get to spend $25 at Artisan Bakery. And gosh, just wonderful, wonderful food, wraps, and all those beignets, okay? OregonEDeals.com, OregonEDeals.com. Head there this morning. It's really easy to order online, and then you're supporting local businesses here.
Discover exceptional senior living at Prestige Care Senior Living, where comfort meets care. Visit PrestigeCare.com, Arbor Place, to explore their beautiful community designed to support an active and fulfilling lifestyle. From personalized care plans to engaging activities, Arbor Place is dedicated to enhancing the lives of their residents. Ready to learn more? Visit PrestigeCare.com, Arbor Place, today and see why Prestige Care is the perfect place to call home. Your journey to better living starts at Prestige.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. County commissioners from around Oregon once again lambasting efforts ranking the wildfire hazards of every tax lot, pointing to examples of asphalt airport runways, parcels in a 64-home subdivision, and a gravel lot getting labeled as high hazard. At the meeting, Josephine County Commissioner John West says the map isn't going to make people safer, while Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bartschager said that people crafting the map have to check conditions on the ground, not sit at a computer doing modeling. The draft map is set to be finalized in early October. $120 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law is coming to Oregon for electric vehicle charging. $102 million will go to the West Coast Truck Charging and Fueling Corridor Project. Hot weather is on the way starting tomorrow with temperatures in a low 100-degree range Thursday through Saturday, cooling to the low 90s on Sunday and mid-80s on Labor Day. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21645, Sol VIN 920929, MSRP 21740, 3699, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration, processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 9/2/24.
The summer of savings is here with new Kias from $139 a month at Kia Medford. Now is the best time to get into a new Kia. Shop our huge selection and save. Get a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS. For a new 2024 Kia Soul LX, just $139 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like new Fortes or Souls, just $139 a month. Don't miss the summer of savings going on right now at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
It's gutter season. The phones are ringing at Fontana Roofing's custom gutter division after the last downpour. We've been busy custom fabricating robust gutters on site in a choice of 30 colors guaranteed to survive the weight of falling water and space dust. So if your gutters need to be repaired or replaced, give Fontana a call before the wet weather sets in. We also install gutter covers, too, to keep those pesky leaves from clogging your downspouts. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
It's 740. Just looking at the weather from Milan, Ohio, where I'm going to be flying tomorrow. Actually, flying to Cleveland first and driving to Milan because, I'm taking weekend off and going to my 45th high school reunion. And I was looking at the weather, and, we've had some heat waves out here. But in Milan on Friday, it's going to be 95 degrees and about 95% relative humidity. So, think about me on Friday when Hugh Hewitt's filling in for me. And, Bill is sweating it up at the Milan Melon Festival. And then it drops to like 70 on the weekend, back to more of a normal thing. Kind of that way for us, too. It's going to be pretty hot for the next few days. But, our hot temperatures are nothing compared with like a Pittsburgh or a Fargo or a Cleveland kind of that humid, sopping wet kind of thing. I like it a lot more out here, okay? Anyway, let's break things down. What's going on over at Jackson County? Commissioner Coley Roberts joins the show. Good morning, Commissioner. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be back. It's interesting. Steve went to his 50th. Class reunion this summer, and he had a coach actually address the few of us there, and he said, well, I will make it quick because I know you all have to get back to your nursing homes. Pretty funny.
Well, I was kind of half wondering when I go and see some of these people who I haven't seen since 1979 or 80, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, wait a minute, I'm not old enough to have all these people be my classmates.
People.
Yeah, you know? Hey, at least we're all above the ground still. We like that part. Hey, Commissioner, before we got into a comment story that I wanted to get on here, a few people have been raising issues with me, and I didn't really have a good answer for it. And I saw in the Rogue Valley Times recently that they were talking about this big multi-purpose center over at the Expo that's being constructed right now. And they call it a pandemic response center, a massive pandemic response center. Now, you know me. I'm always a little bit suspicious when if I detect that the government is trying to pre-program us for the next pandemic, because pandemics are always used to strip liberty, it seems, at least in our experience back in 2020. You know, we all know this. So Pandemic Response Center, is that all it's for? What is that all about? Why is it called that?
Well, I appreciate you asking. We just finally broke down and got started. The county received 47 million dollars worth of COVID money, and we were able to use it for something good for our community. And they kept changing the rules what you could use it for, and we kept looking for something that could be used for one-time money for the community. And so it's temporarily named for a pandemic response center because it had to be used for something that fit the COVID framework of these funds. And we went in conjunction with shared money with the city of Centerpoint and the Expo on the fair board.
Yeah.
It's kind of a three-leg stool there. And it will be renamed with something exciting.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about that. You can get that. So that makes sense.
It's going to have courts, but it will have its primary use. If we have an emergency, will be used. Like when we had the evacuation with the fire, it was very substandard for people that needed an oxygen tank, and it'll be a nice place if we ever need something like that again. But until then, we'll get to use it for all kinds of great things.
Okay, well, that's what I was wondering. Thanks for the explanation. I was kind of wondering about I'm always suspicious of government. I'm not talking about county government, but especially the federal government wanting to pre-program the next disaster. And of course, you're ready to fall in line, right? You know that, and I'm sure you would look at that askance. In other words, okay, the only way you're going to get the money, okay, all right, how can we get this money? Oh, okay, Pandemic Response Center, ding, 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 ding. Right, there we go. Right.
Right.
Okay.
We fondly call it a MUPPER.
A MUPPER.
Well, it fits the acronym.
Multi. Okay, got it. All right. Multi-use pandemic response center. And so we're going to emphasize the multi-use aspect. I get it. All right. Thank you very much. All right. hey, Commissioner, wanted to get if you could just give me your overall thoughts on what happened the other day at the first SB 762 meeting from the other day. I know that Rick Dyer ended up giving some great testimony on that. I talked with him about that briefly the other day. And do you think there's going to be any pressure really brought that can get rid of Senate Bill 762? I don't think you can polish that piece of excrement enough to get rid of the property rights destruction.
We have tried every which way but loose to pressure Jeff Golden in it's his legislation and Pam Marsh actually because it is horrible. And Oregon Department of Forestry is pretty much following their marching orders. It is through the legislation.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'm not angry with the Forestry Department because they're just doing what the legislature has told them to do, right?
Yep. I'm a little bit angry. They had promised me a public hearing before the mapping came out, and they said, oh, yeah, because last time when they pulled the map, I said, our citizens need to be heard from, you know, and Tim Holzbach was in my office, and he said, yeah, we'll be sure, and I said, before it rolls out, they need to be heard from, and will you do that? Yeah, we will, you know, and then they had the little open house, and I said, you're kidding me.
Yeah, that's not a hearing. An open house is not a hearing.
No, it was not, and that was ridiculous. So I don't know that it's over, but we will use every opportunity. And the outcry from the citizens made a difference last time. And they made their voices heard again. And the voice of the people.
Yeah. This is a fraud being imposed on people. This is a fraud.
It is.
And the fact of the matter is, though, I'm trying to figure out why Pam Marsh and Jeff Golden have not paid any kind of political price for this. And you would think that that there would be, you know, even within Ashland and South County, that they would look at this and just think that that this is not good for anyone involved. I don't know.
I've even looked at what it would take to do a citizens' initiative to put on the ballot to get it to a vote to remove it, but like. We looked at that. It'd be 2026. Is that a fool's errand to get it? Would it be on people's radar in 2026? You know, it just needs to be repealed at the legislature, and this next session. And maybe that's the way we'll run an appeal with our local legislators. How can we get that repealed? And not like 110. Let's not put another fix in. It can't be fixed. It needs repealed.
Yeah. The whole concept of Senate Bill 762 is based on preparing your property to be burned by federal land nearby. That's really what we're talking about. And they don't want to talk about this openly because nothing is being done about the federal land. Nothing.
No. And our private property is not the problem for federal land.
Yeah. Agreed.
Our private property is not causing wildfires on our federal land.
It's the opposite.
It is, which is what this next comment issue that is open for public comment is the problem.
All right. We're going to talk about that right now. I want people to understand this is why you ended up suggesting maybe coming on in the first place, because the Forest Service is looking for a public comment through, gosh, it's going to be about 3 weeks from now, September 20th. And this is about the National Old Growth. This is a proposed amendment, the National Old Growth Amendment. And what is this? And why is this so important for us to get involved with?
Well, it is an opportunity for public comment, and the reason it's important because the only influence in public lands is, one, county coordination, and two, the voice of the people. The state has no power over public lands. That's why they pick on private land. That's why they do Senate Bill 762.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, because the state
have no influence.
State of Oregon has no. Isn't there a way that the state could coordinate though with the federal land managers?
No,
really, none.
The counties have coordination.
Only counties
through law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for explaining. I thought I knew everything. I'm glad to know I was wrong about that. Thank you for the correction. Okay.
Yeah, county coordination, and I think counties have really underused their coordinating power for sure, and we need to utilize it every which way and get it back, and also get the voice of the people behind that as well.
All right, well, let's talk about this National Old Growth Amendment. What would it actually do, and why would this be of concern here in Southern Oregon?
Well,
you think
it is one of Biden's executive orders to get a one size fits all national policy to amend all the forest plans nationwide, and that alone is a problem. I think a one size fits all top down policy, because all of our forests are different, and it is a strategy in itself. I think that because our forests are geographically unique, the plan in itself is flawed to have them done with a one-size-fits-all. Just like our fire policy, the one-size-fits-all is a problem. It doesn't fit what fits our fire policy for once it's state fire season, we put our fires out. Does not fit other geographical areas of the country. And so I think just putting together a national old growth policy, I think that's the first comment, is a problem.
Now, is this something where, is there any evidence there that you know of, Commissioner Roberts, that a national old growth amendment, is it one of those things where it would require it would supersede what the county did, what Jackson County did, with coordinating to put out fires in the summertime when we are in fire season? You know, in fire season, you know, none of this burning the land for land management purposes. Is that something that might eliminate or screw with that agreement that you already have with public land managers in Jackson County?
Wait, I hadn't thought about our fire policy. It's kind of about what do they want to do with the old growth as far as land management.
Oh, okay. All right.
I haven't looked as detailed into the fire policy, if that is a part.
Yeah, because anything involving old growth, a national old growth amendment, would probably involve some kind of fire policy, too. I was just curious. I'm just spitballing with you. I don't know.
I'll look more into that. If it does, certainly will be part. I know we're looking at putting our comments together on that as well, and may add that to that. But the fact that in the Forest Service analysis alone, they concede that wildfires are the greatest threat to our forests. It's not
the disease, not the beetles, nothing like that. Just the all right.
The wildfires. Yeah, are the greatest threat. It's not timber management. It's not timber harvest. And they want the timber harvest and land management is what's being blocked from wilderness areas. You know, active management on the old growth is what's being blocked. And so that is you know, in their alternatives, you know, no change, no timber harvest. Of course, those are all alternatives. So, our voice in, you know, removing red tape and litigation and power our land managers to do their jobs, of course, needs to be part of our support and our comments. But, you know, I don't know if that, with our current administration, I don't know if that is something that is even going to be considered or supported. But it needs to be, as far as our forest, it needs to be part of our comments.
Yeah, anything which throws another layer of bureaucracy under the guise of protecting old-growth forest. And let's be honest, old-growth forest is not being logged in any appreciable...
It isn't.
Yeah,
and it needs to be. When you look at all of our, like out in the Applegate, the dead and dying diseased trees, they could call it climate change if they want to. It's mismanagement. And they want to call all their mismanagement climate change is stupid.
All right.
It's just mismanagement.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to work up a public comment. And where do you think Jackson County's board will weigh in on a comment? Because this is through September 20th that we can weigh in.
Definitely, we're going to talk about the fact that wildfires are their greatest threat. Mm-hmm. to their mismanaged forests, and the fact that they need to do timber harvest managing. And manage our forests.
Oh, yeah. If you have old growth and you're not thinning around it, in and around it, then you're not really managing and saving the old growth either. Because, I mean, we see what's been happening in some of these areas that have some old growth on it, just thick, thick, thick.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And the fact that the one size fits all on mm-hmm. a nationwide level is a poor strategy, always is.
Yeah, and this old-growth forest condition, this amendment that they're talking about, would probably, it sounds like it would interfere with the ability of the counties to coordinate. Would that be fair assessment?
I would think so. It definitely would be problematic. But the fact is, you know, when you hear so many people in our area complain about Senate Bill 762, and they go, well, what's the federal government? My property backs right up to Forest Service land, BLM land. They're not managing theirs. This is their opportunity to make a comment and say, this is what you need to do. They commented on 762. We need to be commenting on those public lands as well.
All right. Now, I think healthyforests.org has a link to all of this, doesn't it, if I understand
yes.
correctly?
Yes, on the email I sent you. And mm-hmm. if they can't find it, email me. I will provide anybody the link they need to put the comments in.
Yeah, if it's an executive
order. Any talking points they need.
Okay, yeah, well, if it's an executive order from the Biden administration, it can't be good when it comes to what's going on out here in the...
I know.
And besides, you know darn well that President Biden didn't issue the order. Somebody else did, and he just signed it, I think. But that's...
And it's supposed to be in place January 2025.
Wow.
It's quick.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the take on that, Commissioner. We'll have you back, and you be well, and get the board together, and that's... get marching in lockstep here for some positive comment, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay? You bet. And I'll share with you what we put together.
Okay. Thank you. You do that.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts, 756 KMED and 99.3 KBXG is where you are. For